Hollywood's midterm meltdown, no human beings are legal. Being transgender the truest form of America's freedom. By Jerome Hudson on October 23, 2018. Less than 2 weeks from the most expensive and, perhaps, consequential midterm election in a generation. Some of Hollywood's most influential stars have taken to social media to spew deranged and self-centered hot takes about President Donald Trump and the issues facing the nation. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore, among other Hollywood figures, said the thousands of migrants marching toward the U.S.-Mexico border are being used by President Trump as a racist fear tactic to win the midterms. Actor John Cusack declared that no human beings are legal. Actress Bette Midler dropped this gem of a conspiracy, insisting that the people in the caravan were paid by Trump surrogates to travel to the United States. Chiming in the report that the Trump administration is planning to roll back the Obama regime's transgender rules, pop icon Barbara Streisand said gender can't be defined with a birth certificate. Actress Amber Tamblyn sent a message to transgender people, ensuring them that they are the truest form of America's freedom. Actor Alec Baldwin wants you to vote and to not let that fucking Susan Collins off the hook. The Republican senator from Maine is not up for re-election until 2020. Actor Kumail Nanjiani had this sensible message for Vice President Mike Pence. To actor John Leguizamo, the left commits mere vandalism. Except when they're shooting at Representative Steve Scalise, RLA. A handful of celebrities offered sound advice in urging their followers to vote. Grammy-winning singers Christina Aguilera and John Legend used their pipes to write and sing the shortest song in history, encouraging people to get up and vote. The song lasts 15 seconds and is so far not available on iTunes. Modern Family executive producer Danny Zucker offered this sound thought. Actor Carl Reiner couldn't resist comparing President Trump to Hitler. Actress Deborah Messing took time out of her busy schedule on Tuesday to tell us how good she's feeling about herself. Director Ken Olin urged young people to vote this midterm because they can help save us all from authoritarianism and ecological disaster. Vote. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter @JeromeHudson.